Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. We've got a chart in front of us that, honestly, Sarah, it feels less like a data visualization and more like an EKG for the global financial system right before a heart attack.
Exactly, John. What we're seeing is the quiet sound of the monetary machine choking on its own liquidity. It's a seismic shift happening right under our noses, but most people are missing the gravity of it. Okay, let's break down the chart for our listeners. For the past couple of years, we've seen that massive green tower, reverse repos, or RRP. The Fed was using that as a giant sponge, right?
That's the perfect way to put it. After all the pandemic stimulus, there was a ton of excess cash or liquidity sloshing around. The Fed created RRP as a pressure valve. Money market funds would park trillions there overnight, earning a risk-free yield. It was the Fed sterilizing inflationary pressure, essentially artificial gravity to contain that liquidity.
And now at the end 2025, that green tower is suddenly gone.
Poof, vanished. When reverse repos vanish, it means the system's surplus cash has been fully absorbed. The Fed's liquidity buffer is dry. It's done its job and it's been emptied.
But here's the scary part. As RRP collapses, the standing repo usage, the red line, is rising. That means the direction of the flow has completely inverted.
Right, that's the critical signal. The banking system has shifted from having excess reserves to a deficit. They're not using the Fed to store money anymore. They're using it to borrow money. They're tapping the Fed not to store liquidity, but increasingly to survive.
And you see parallels with 2008 and 2019, but amplified massively.
Absolutely. We saw this transition right before the repo crisis of 2019, but back then it felt like a market plumbing issue, a temporary jam. Now it's systemic exhaustion, the combination of the Treasury issuing a massive amount of debt and the Fed's quantitative tightening has drained the system of both collateral and dollar simultaneously.
So we've hit what is called the terminal phase of quantitative tightening. There's no fat left to cut without breaking something crucial.
The Fed is truly in a three-way chokehold now. They have no good options. If they stop QT, inflation expectations reignite. If they continue QT, funding markets fracture. If they pivot, credibility dies. It's that moment between heartbeats. The illusion of control is fading, and we've entered the standing repo era. Permanent emergency liquidity injections masked as normal operations.
Okay, and with this backdrop in mind, it's time to look at Bitcoin's coming paradigm shift, playing out as a direct consequence of this latest developments in global economics.
Exactly. This is where the conversation pivots to Bitcoin. This entire breakdown, the exhaustion, the inverted liquidity, the death of central bank credibility, it's all paving the way for Bitcoin to take its place as a major basis for global economics.
Right. For years, Bitcoin skeptics said it's a solution looking for a problem. Well, look around. The problem is here, and it has been for decades. The world is experiencing the end of financial gravity. The liquidity tide that built everything since 2008 has now reversed.
Precisely. Bitcoin was engineered for this exact moment. It's a decentralized system that runs on predictable, unchangeable rules, not the whims of a central committee desperate to maintain hegemony and an illusion of control. The current system is collapsing under the weight of unlimited money creation and ever-increasing debt. Just as many predicted, it had to.
And as the Fed's credibility dies, which it will, no matter which option they choose, people will search for a credible, neutral store of value and settlement layer. In many ways, this process has already begun.
It has. Institutions, businesses, and people are looking for a system that can't be quietly manipulated and artificially propped up through reverse repo flows or emergency standing repo facilities decade after decade. Bitcoin's hard cap of 21 million coins is the ultimate antidote to this endless liquidity pumping. It's the only asset that is guaranteed to be free from this systemic exhaustion problem.
So as the traditional system enters this terminal zero option phase and central banks are forced into a corner, we'll see capital increasingly migrate to a system that is fundamentally sound, mathematically transparent, and outside the control of the failing monetary machine.
For sure. The countdown to the next paradigm shift has already begun. This chart isn't just a sign of market weakness. It's a giant arrow pointing away from the dollar system and toward the necessity of a non-sovereign, hard money alternative. Bitcoin is waiting for its moment to be recognized as that safe haven, that new foundation. All eyes this week on the Fed as the expected interest rate cuts are announced and the meeting between the US and China as they attempt to rebalance trade in ways to suit both parties. Interesting times as ever.
Fascinating. It really frames Bitcoin not as a speculative asset, but as a monetary necessity for the coming decade. Just as the DBM community have been focused on for the past decade, position leverage choice has never been more appropriate. Keep up with the latest macro and government policy level shifts that inform our action at dbm.academy. We recommend the DBM Wealth Builder series as the most effective way to start and stay the course. Link in the show notes. See you there.